She's the CMO of Sonic. Tara Sharp is here. Hello, Tara.
Good morning.
First of all, I had to look up what CMO meant.
I'm the head of marketing.
Marketing officer.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Talk to us about Operation One More Vote. What does it mean?
Yeah. So the idea is that the American public has a voice. And what has happened recently is that the FCC has decided to change legislation regarding net neutrality. In other words, Americans' rights to access a free and open internet without really listening to the American public and its constituency. So some organizers got together and said, hey, look, the FCC is making these decisions on their own. We, the American public, don't agree with their decisions, and we want to make sure that our voices are heard. So I'm really proud of these courageous Americans. But the fact of the matter is that their voice is actually representative of most Americans.
And most Americans believe differently than, let's say, some of the giant corporations do about net neutrality or the lack of net neutrality, in that it sounds like the larger companies and the companies who've got a big pocketbook are going to have priority in terms of who we're going to see first on the net.
That's correct. So the current FCC chairman is a presidential appointment.
Yeah.
And
he's FCC, a Trump guy. Yeah.
He is. Yeah. And so FCC chairman Ajit Pai is a former Verizon executive. And the three companies that are pushing hard for have pushed really hard for this legislation are Verizon, as well as Comcast and AT&T. So those are the three big telecommunications companies in this country. And they have pushed hard for this legislation. And it will really, not only to repeat what you shared, Pat, which is that it will really manage what people are able to find on the internet. We believe that it really limits not only people's ability for free speech and for to access any website that they want, but it also would eventually become very costly for people like you and me, every American who just wants to access the internet. There will be more and more opportunities for these big companies to raise their prices.
And how is this different, Tara, than, you know, really in some of the earliest days of the internet? You know, there were people whose job it was to make sure that your company was placed in a priority when it came to internet searches and things like that. How is this different?
You know, that still exists. And even here at Sonic, you know, we work hard to buy things like Google. We spend quite a bit of money to buy Google AdWords so that if somebody is in Santa Rosa and they search for Santa Rosa internet service provider, the Sonic ad comes up.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know, so that still exists, and that exists regularly. In that case, you know, we can sort of justify it by saying, hey, it's kind of like paying for an ad in the old telephone books, right? Because you were in the telephone book, you know, you were listed there, you might have wanted to have an ad because that would help with attraction. You know, people might see that ad and be more willing to, you could manage the message there.
Yeah, placement, very important in advertising.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
So that still exists. So in the olden days they did that, but that's still really, really important for lots of businesses today. How this is different is that, let's say you, Pat, wanted to go onto a website about one of your hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
And that small website couldn't pay big fees for one of these internet fast lanes.
Right.
But then let's say Netflix did pay for one of these internet fast lanes.
Which so likelihood Netflix, is they will.
Yeah, even though they're fighting hard against this, they will have to pay for these internet fast lanes. So eventually what would happen is that your ability to access any hobby sites or you know, local sites and sites that can't afford to pay for these internet fast lanes, your ability to access them would diminish because the speeds would be so much slower. It'd be painful for you.
It seems so bizarre that anybody who's got any stake in the internet would want any part of it to slow down. You know,
well,
it just seems
look,
so crazy.
If you, if you're one of the big guys, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah. you know, if you're a big, well-established company, hey, you don't want to pay you don't want to pay money for it because that's going to hit your bottom line. But you're probably going to pass those expenses down to your customers, right?
Yes.
What you're eventually going to do is just increase your prices on your products, so that at the end of the day, your customers are losing because they're going to have to pay more for those products.
And let's be frank, but most of us are not going to start our searches 20 companies down. You know what
right.
I mean? And then start at that point and move down to a lower position. It's just not in our immediate gratification makeup.
Yeah, and it's really also about speed, immediate gratification. If you click on maybe your local school site and it loads so painfully slow, you're going to say, forget about it.
Yeah.
It's going too slow. I'm going to get up and walk away from it. So they're banking on customers actually doing just that. And then that would encourage the businesses or local hobbies or whatever to pay for those internet fast lanes. Now, another thing to think about is that this country, and particularly here in the Bay Area, is so entrepreneurial. We really pride ourselves on starting small businesses, whether they're little mom and pop businesses or little businesses that become big ones. And little businesses usually are working on a shoestring budget. They do not have the money to pay expensive fees to AT&T, Comcast, or Verizon for these internet fast lanes. So what we worry about is the ability for entrepreneurs to really succeed in this kind of an environment.
And so there has been, of course, much uproar and much backlash about what the FCC has done with regard to this issue. And how could Operation One More Vote change that?
You know, the fact of the matter is that the FCC is able to make these decisions based on their board. So they vote themselves. It is not a democratic voting process like we would all vote for a national position like the president or vice president. So the way that rules are established in the FCC is very different than I think how a lot of us are normally aware of these sorts of things. That said, Operation One More Vote is really trying to make a loud noise to all Americans and the FCC to let them know that this really does matter and that Americans are not happy about it. I don't know if the FCC has any obligation. I don't think they have any obligation to actually accept this vote.
Yeah.
I don't think that anything will actually change until we have probably a change in administration or a change in FCC chairman.
Yeah, it's not a very democratic part of our
correct.
Governmental workings, that's for sure. But you're hoping, you along with many other folks who are in the similar position as Sonic, that this loud voice will have some kind of impact.
Yeah, we are. And what we have noticed, so Sonic always has been a free and open internet, and we always will be a free and open internet. You know, I, like most of your listeners, am lucky to be local here, and Sonic happens to be based in Santa Rosa. We've been here for 23 years. But we're a big statewide player, and we have always believed in net neutrality, and we are continuing to operate a net neutral network. And so, truthfully, the fact that AT&T, Comcast, and others are switching away from net neutrality means that we're getting a lot more customers. People who don't like net neutrality are canceling their Comcast and AT&T services and signing up for Sonic.
Well, you're right. You have been around a long time and have become a very important part of our community. And I know that Sonic has also taken a leadership role over the past nearly 5 months in Sonoma County after the wildfires. So appreciate that. And
yeah.
And thanks for shedding some light on this, Tara. Sometimes it gets a bit jumbled in our minds because there's so much information coming at us. And what we really want to know is how it's going to affect us and how we can protect our friends and neighbors who happen to be in this particular business.
Absolutely. And, you know, I also think it's been difficult to find pieces that talk about this in plain English.
Yeah.
even terms like net neutrality, what the heck does that actually mean?
Yeah.
It's confusing. And I think that the FCC chose terminology like this on purpose.
Of course they did. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I really wish that they could break it down in plain English. And I'm always happy to break things down into plain English and just try to explain it on a very human level.
Well, happy to have you here, Tara. And thanks for sharing the information with us. It's a story we'll be watching for sure.
Thank you so much, Pat.
All right. That is Tara Sharp. She is the Chief Marketing Officer for Sonic.net.